This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hungarian parliament approved Sweden's bid to join NATO on Monday, clearing the way for the Nordic country to become the 32nd member of the Defense Alliance. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
U.S. Ambassador to Hungary, David Pressman, shares his thoughts on the security advancement NATO will have after Hungary's parliament voted on Monday to ratify Sweden's bid to join NATO.
Sweden's accession to NATO will advance the security of the United States, the security of Hungary, and the security of the alliance. And this has been a decision that has taken some time, and we look forward to the process concluding rapidly.
Monday's vote in Hungary's parliament brings an end to more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance as it seeks to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Poland's top diplomat on Monday appealed to U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to allow a vote on approving much-needed aid to Ukraine, warning Johnson would bear responsibility if Russia triumphs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says combatants in places such as Congo, Gaza, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Sudan are turning a blind eye to international law. He made a plea for greater respect for human rights and peace around the world.
Our world is becoming less safe by the day. After decades of stable power relations, we are transitioning into an era of multipolarity.
Speaking at the UN's top human rights body opened its latest session, Guterres said on Monday attacks on human rights take many forms and reiterated his frequent calls for debt relief for some of the world's poorest countries and greater spending to fight climate change.